she thinks that I sound funny, but she likes the way you sing. Tonight I'll dream while I'm in bed, when silly thoughts go through my head about the bugs and alphabet. When I wake tomorrow, I'll bet that you and I will walk together again. I can tell that we are gonna be friends.
Marion Farrow, and you're listening to Rock Under the Radar on WMFO in Medford. Since this is the my last scheduled show here before the holiday, it's going to be mostly a Christmas show today, but not your typical Christmas show. So right now I have a few local bands for you. First is the Devil's Twins and a single they did this year called Little Sister Let It Run. I've been playing this band since I first heard them several years ago. They're great on record and even better live. And I'm happy to say they just won Rock Indie Artist of the Year for 2016 at the Boston Music Awards. Congratulations, guys. You deserved it. This is the Devil's Twins with, where am I? Love and War.
listen and I laugh. Your pornographic base of ass. Thank you.
right. Let's see. You just heard several local bands. First was the Devil's Twins with Little Sister Let It Run, which, let me see this. It was a single they put out this year. And as I said, they just won the Rock Indie Artist of the Year for 2016 at the Boston Music Awards. And they're going to be playing, I can't remember, they're playing at Great Scott one night this week. I forget, maybe Wednesday, I forget. And after that was Rick Berlin with the Nickel and Dime Band with I'm a Slut from their 2012 album, Always on Insane. Rick's been playing great music around the Boston scene for decades now, and this band is going to put out a new album in the spring. And then a segue from the local scene into holiday music, you heard the Peasants with Merry Christmas, You're Fired from their album Big Sunny Day. Now I'm going to have a nod to Greg Lake, who died last Wednesday at the age of 69. He was in King Crimson early on, then came Emerson, Lake and Palmer, with lots of songs on the radio. I'm going to play solo effort, and since it's almost Christmas, I'll do a Christmas thing for you. This is I Believe in Father Christmas, a single he put out in 1975, which was his first solo single, and it was done while he was still in ELP. So here is Greg Lake with I Believe in Father Christmas.
There'll be snow at Christmas. They said there'll be peace on earth, but instead it just kept on raining. A veil of tears for the virgin birth. I remember one Christmas morning, a winter's light and the distant choir, and the peal of a bell and that Christmas tree smell, and eyes full of tinsel and fire.
Christmas time is coming now, baby. Tell me those Santa Claus gonna come to you. Whoa, you know Christmas time is coming now. Tell me those Santa Claus gonna come to you. You know I'm gonna send it myself, darling. I'm gonna bring you a present and do the thing that you may want me to. City. Old Santa Claus had a bell in his hand. Yes, you know I went down in New York City. I saw Santa Claus. He was standing down with a bell ringing in his hand. Why, you know the poor children was running up, hollering, you gonna come to me, Sandy. He said, little girl, please put something in old Sandy's hand. Whoa, ain't it happy to see these old people learning the young one. Yeah, just learning them exact what to do. It's so sweet to see these old people learning the young children just what to do. Mother said a many years ago Santa Claus come to me. Now this year he gonna come to you. My little sister said, take your stocking now. Hang it up on the head of the bed. Talking to a friend, she said, take your stocking. And please hang it up on the head of the bed. He said, you know, we all God sent children. In the morning, old Santa Claus gonna see that we all is fair.
Mistletoe, feel the love in the air. Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't mean a thing, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes start falling, when those blue, blue memories start calling, of white. Oh, but I have a blue, blue Christmas.
All right, let's see now. What did we just hear? First, we heard Greg Lake doing I Believe in Father Christmas, a single he put out in 1975. And rest in peace, Greg Lake. Then you heard Lightnin' Hopkins, a country blues singer-songwriter guitarist from Texas, and that was Santa, which is on the 2007 compilation album Rockabilly Blues Christmas. Canned Heat, a blues boogie rock band formed in the 60s, had several hits and played at Monterey Pop and Woodstock. Been different members through the years, and there's a version of the band today, I believe. And that was Christmas Boogie from the 2007 album called Christmas Album. Then you heard Blue Christmas, not the Elvis version that you usually hear, but one by Chris Isaak from Chris Isaak Christmas, the album from 2004. Let me see what we've got here now. Okay, now I have for you, the song just got lost here, but you know what I got now? We got for you Run Rudolph Run from Lemmy, Billy Gibbons, and Dave Grohl from the 2008 album We Wish You a Merry Christmas and a Headbanging New Year. The song was first recorded by Chuck Berry in 1958. I'd always have some Lemmy in here, so that's cool. So here is Run Rudolph Run.
Out of all the reindeer, you know you're the mastermind. Make it to town. Santa, make it merry town.
gotta make it to town. So Santa, make him hurry, tell him he can take the freeway down. Run, run, Rudolph, I'm feeling like a merry-go-round.
Well, no. were both free. We tried, we said we'd keep in touch. Didn't, of course, till summertime. Out to the beach to his boat, could I join him? No, this time it was me. Sunburn in the third degree. Now the calendar's just one page. Of course I am excited. Tonight's the night I've set my mind. I've been doing too much about it.
Humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
All right, what did we just hear? Let's see. We started with, I forget how much it, I think it, okay, it was to Run Rudolph Run from Lemmy, Billy Gibson, Gibbons, and Dave Grohl from We Wish You a Merry Christmas and a Headbanging New Year. And you heard Vintage Trouble with Soul Noel, which they released for Christmas in 2013. And you heard a familiar rock Christmas tune, The Waitress's Christmas Wrapping from their 1982 EP, I Could Rule the World If I Could Only Get the Parts. It was originally released on the ZE Records album, A Christmas Record, in 1981. Band was, let's see, they'd released two albums and one EP and broke up in 84. Had a minor hit with I Know What Boys Like and did the theme song for the new wave sitcom Square Pegs, which featured Sarah Jessica Parker as a geeky high school girl. Band appeared in the pilot episode themselves. Now what we have, let's see, let's get into some nice serious guitar Christmas. Start out with, I've got Gary Hoey, grew up in the Boston area, and one of the things he puts out is a lot of Ho Ho Hoey Christmas albums where he does instrumental versions of Christmas songs we all know. So this is Deck the Halls from 2003's Ho Ho Hoey, The Complete Collection.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. That was My Serious Guitar for Christmas. First, you heard Gary Hoey doing Deck the Halls from Ho Ho Hoey, the complete collection. After that was Robin Trower with O Little Town of Bethlehem on the album Merry Xmas Volume 2 from 1998. Sure sounds different than singing it at church, doesn't it? Then it was my longtime favorite rock Christmas song, which for some reason I haven't heard on the radio or even heard mentioned much in recent years. That was Jimi Hendrix with a medley of Little Drummer Boy, Silent Night, Auld Lang Syne. It was released in 2010 as Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, a CD single. It was recorded during a rehearsal with Buddy Miles and Billy Cox for the 1969 Fillmore East New Year's Eve concert that would be captured on the Band of Gypsies album. Well, I'm just about done here for right now, so I will sign off for you. This is Marian Vero. You're listening to Rock Under the Radar on and this is WMFO in Medford. I will see you next week. Oh, in 2 weeks, actually. The show is every 2 weeks, so I will see you in 2 weeks. And I'll see you on Tuesday, my show on WCAC also. Later.
I'm gonna tell that man about Uncle John. He said he had the busy body, got a lot of fun, oh baby. Shut up!